I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Dry conditions around the Southeast the last few weeks have allowed farmers to get out for field work, planting, and to catch up on the harvest. Favorable conditions are expected to continue for the next week or so, according to University of Georgia agriculture climatologist Pam Knox.
Looks like towards the end of the month, it probably will go back to wetter conditions. And so that's something to keep in mind. And La Nina is definitely in action right now, and it's going to play an increasing role over the winter. Could be gone by spring. We'll have to watch that pretty carefully because quite often in the summer after La Nina ends, we do tend to see some dry conditions. So we'll be watching that.
And Knox noted during a monthly climate webinar hosted by the National Integrated Drought Information System that frost is likely to end the growing season for many farmers in the northern parts this coming weekend. She says frost is not expected in the southern area so far. She says vegetable crops are generally doing well, which is good just before the Thanksgiving holidays. Some farmers have planted strawberries, but because of the cold conditions, plants have been slow to develop. And because it's been so wet, others have not planted strawberries and other produce because they couldn't get those plants in and established before the frost. Knox added, it looks like the tropical storm season has finished for the year. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.